Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Okay, I'm down here on the Bachelor 4, the Bachelor Exchange, Alex, and trading just ended here, and I am surprised and delighted to report that Colton stock reached an all-time high this morning. It has never been trading higher. I see your face on the screen there. You don't believe it. You're in shock as well. Are you surprised by this development that no one saw coming?
I'm still buying. I want it at the high point because it's only going to go higher, Rim. I'm not selling.
Many people are comparing this unprecedented rise to that of cryptocurrency Bitcoin and are wondering if a crazy life-altering drop is coming, or if we are indeed headed to the moon, as it appears we are right now. Folks, thanks for listening to your number one spoiler-free Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. This is the Rosecast. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. With me, as always, Alex Bradford. Sway B. I was a little worried you were going to buy into that bit. You weren't gonna agree with me that Colton stocks.
No, it's on never the rise. Higher.
Okay. Before we get started, shout out to our Canadian listeners. Do you know that iTunes is different in Canada?
No, I had no idea. What do you mean it's different?
We have a whole different. I'll send you the link. There's 43 ratings in Canada that aren't on the U.S.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Anyway, what you got? Any opening salvos before we get into the regular recap?
Yeah, I can jump into something, Rim.
Go ahead.
I'd like to make one last plea to the people that are choosing not to watch this season of The Bachelor to not hold a grudge. Eat your crow and start watching this season. It's not too late. You only have like 6 or 7 hours to catch up on right now. And listen, I've done this. I've done what you've done before. I don't want you. You're not alone. A lot of people did this. They said, I don't like Colton. I'm not going to watch. I did this before. I said, I don't even remember who it was. I didn't watch a couple people seasons in a row, and I regret it right now in my life. It's one of the big regrets. I'm going to have to go back and watch all these seasons, just like you're going to go back and watch this Colton season. So why don't you just pick up right now, watch about 7 hours of Bachelor content, and jump back on the bandwagon.
It's not just that Colton is much better than I expected. The storylines, there are like two or three, like you mentioned last week, but there are two or three like rock solid cornerstone storylines that are playing out a slow burn that are keeping me interested over multiple episodes, and mm-hmm. I really want to see how they play out. It's a great season, and I think this was the best episode of the season so far.
I agree.
Guy's already in love. The guy's already in love. I won't spoil. You don't even know who I'm talking about, but yeah, he's in love already.
He's in love with a bunch of people.
Yeah. Okay, we're starting at the house. Everyone kind of settling in after the first full week. Chris Harrison gauging the vibe of the room. Group date card. Katie, Heather, Hannah B., Courtney, Kirpa, Tracy, Demi, Kaylin. Now, how would you describe that group?
A lot of heavy hitters here, Rim. A lot of big-time contenders. I mean, how do you fit all this into one group date?
Part you may have missed, Kaylin and Hannah are on the date. Hannah whispers to Heather, oh God, I'm so glad I have you. Now, this was the first time, I didn't really notice it when I was watching it, but in the rewatch, I realized that Hannah has one friend in the house, and it's Heather.
Just one. And it's really, really unfortunate for her, too, because the friend that she has is one of the worst people at giving advice on what you should do in a situation. Heather is a horrible friend to her.
Unless she's like a mole from another clique.
Yeah, it makes it seem like she's a mole. Exactly.
It's bad. And Kaylin,
by the way, this is the group. It doesn't have any heavy hitters. I was just making a comment.
Oh, yeah, sure it does.
No, there's no heavy hitters on this. It's just the pageant girls and then a bunch of people that have no shot.
Are the pageant, is Kaylin not a heavy hitter?
I'm saying the pageant girls are
the heavy hitters.
Are the heavy hitters. And then
Katie.
So there's one, because the other, Hannah's
and
not
Demi,
a heavy hitter.
Demi, even though she might not win, is a heavy. She's a personality.
Yeah, but when I say that, I mean contenders. We got a lot of contenders out here fighting for it. This is just the sideshow.
Okay. Group date, daytime. Speaking of sideshow, it's at a pirate ship theater. Kind of some medieval times vibe. Mm-hmm. Appears to be a restaurant of some sort. Before we know it, AB, they're doing some sort of American Gladiator-style jousting. And the loser just falls onto the ground and rolls their ankle. That's how you lose. There's no soft landing. Hannah makes easy work of Kaylin in the jousting. They didn't make a big enough deal out of this, in my opinion. They should have built up to this.
Well, I mean, listen to me here, Rim. The effort these girls put was embarrassing.
Kaylin pulled a little Michael Strahan, like when Brett Favre let Michael Strahan sack him so he could get the record. It was that. He was like, all right, you got me. Yeah.
You got me. I mean, all of them pretty much just let her hit them a couple times and then jumped off on their own.
Kaylin made sure to compliment Hannah.
Yeah.
Effusively. Maybe try to diffuse any tension. Oh, she's so strong. I know how strong you are, Hannah.
Yeah, it seemed like a well-known fact in the house that Hannah was a really strong beast.
Do you think that was code for she's going to take this too seriously, perhaps?
Probably.
Yeah. And Kaylin and Colton had a little playful sword fighting. I tell you what, it makes Hannah be jealous. And Kaylin, we're just going to run through this portion of the day. Kaylin ends up, vanquishing Tracy and saving Colton, winning the day portion of the group date right in Hannah's face. You got anything else on this group date? I mean, you couldn't have scripted it any better.
Can you explain how Hannah wasn't one of the two people? So they said whoever does best on this date gets to one of or two people. Whoever the two people that do the best on the date get to fight for Colton. And then Hannah runs through every single girl, completely dominates the date, and for some reason is not chosen. I mean, just like I said last week, the rules and the officials in this are it's unfair.
It's not fair.
And they're going to get into some trouble with this.
It was a producer pick. Because the producer just told the pirates who to do it. Now,
why don't you just do this activity and then we're just going to choose whoever we want based on nothing?
The optimist view is that they didn't want to,
You don't want to have a Hannah versus Kaylin.
You don't want that to be the big showdown. You want the showdown to occur later on a 2-on-1 date. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You got to tease it. You got to tease it out. Might be giving them too much credit, but who knows? Group date, nighttime. Katie gets some one-on-one time, AB. Katie is that unnamed contestant we never mentioned a few years ago, and she ended up getting top four. Katie is there every single episode making out with Colton. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it just seems like sophomoric flirting. There's nothing to their conversations, but the hands are moving all over the place between both of them, and the flirting is there, and he's giddy when he talks to her.
He is almost shy. He's not comfortable. She's very shy around her. I don't know. And they are talking night one stuff. Make no mistake. It is
they're
basic
not talking about
conversation.
Anything.
She's like, I like food too. And he's like, oh yeah, me too. And then they're me just kind of
like
making
food.
Out. It's not deep stuff.
This starts his trend of the night of starting to tell people he likes them, okay? Just keep that in mind, Rim.
Okay. Is that a big
deal? He only told a couple people, I'm starting to like you. He didn't say that to everybody.
He said something to Hannah G that I think was probably unprecedented and since I've watched it, and we'll get to it later. Okay, so they make out, of course. Demi and Tracy have a little spat. This spat, to me, didn't really hit for me. Not Demi's best work. Tracy wasn't getting agitated enough for it to work for me.
Oh.
Just a classic Demi Tracy ageism kerfuffle. Yeah.
One Demi thing we didn't touch on, I don't know if you even caught this. It was such a short thing. When they were doing the winners, the one versus one, Tracy versus Kaylin part, right before, Demi throws a full turkey leg up on the stage for no reason.
Okay. Someone in the mailbag asked about that, and I had no clue what they were talking
told
about.
Told you, might have missed it. Demi stood up, everyone was cheering, and part of her cheer was picking up her big-ass turkey leg that was on her plate, and she threw it on the stage near the ship.
That'll get you thrown out in real life. That gets you ejected from the restaurant. Police called. Okay, That's unbelievable. Demi does go to Colton for some one-on-one time. The sex appeal is getting overt, AB.
Yeah.
We got blindfolds and paddles, and I've referenced one song, the Ellie Goulding song on the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. I think this moment would have called for a different song that I can't recall right now, but it's a little more... Oh, the Weeknd one. There you go. This moment was the Weeknd song of the soundtrack. Did you like or not like the fake hand thing? Because I was crying laughing when she was
fake hand thing was good. Fake hand thing was good. The spanking, so she blindfolded him and then spanked him for no reason. It wasn't like a sexual thing even.
No.
It was just weird.
Light. It was just light.
That was weird. But the hand thing, that was funny.
Sorry if that makes me immature. I had to take my glasses off when she was creeping down. Because Colton had no idea. He had no idea.
Yep.
Courtney. Courtney's eager to get in the mix. Okay.
Sure.
Pulls Demi aside. The entire premise of her confrontation was fatally flawed in that it was wrong. She says, I think your delivery can be a little different than you want it to be. Courtney, Demi's delivery is exactly what she wants it to be. She's doing
calculated. It's a calculated delivery. And you ever seen anyone brush someone off and care less about what someone's saying to them to their face?
He's like, you're not on my level.
I'm not even going to really get into this with you.
Nope, not worth my time. One thing she said reminded me. Well, here's what she said. She said, none of the girls have the balls to maintain a problem with me. They're intimidated by my confidence and how untouchable I am. It reminded me of a Mike Tyson post-knockout interview. Like, no one can touch me. I'm unstoppable. What are you going to do? Back at the house, nothing of note. I'm not even going to play the music here. You got to be, selective with the music.
Sure.
Elise gets the date card. Cassie... almost brought to tears here. A little surprising. Cassie, for a contender, not a ton of
airtime.
She had no screen time.
She had no episode 2 screen time.
No.
And we're going into episode 3 here with a contender, and she still doesn't have a date.
She might just be... It could be that she's boring.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible, which might be a good thing in the long term. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not a lot going on with Cassie. Group date, nighttime. This is where the Kaylin and Hannah stuff really gets going. And for cynical people, of which I usually am on most things, you can say, oh my gosh, a pageant rival showdown. This is the worst of what this show has to offer. This is not advancing equality, gender equality. This gives women a bad look. It's not blah, blah, blah. It's all terrible. I'm here to report that while those things may be true, it is extraordinarily entertaining, and I could not be more
it's
excited.
Undeniably entertaining.
I am so in on this. My notes are extemporaneous. James Comey length. I don't know I forgot how to pronounce
James
it.
James Comey.
There's a lot of notes here, AB. Do you want to get into this one-on-one time?
I'd love to dig into this. Deep dive.
Okay. Colton, first off, a big opening smooch on Kaylin. You know, should have done it at the pirate competition. These two getting it going. Hannah, who is, it should be noted, off to the side with Heather. I don't think Hannah was ever around the table with the other women.
Nope.
Hannah, who also refuses to cover the mic when she's trying to whisper things. Consistent behavior from Hannah is that she's like, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm telling you this. Here's the thing. And you can hear it very clearly.
Yeah, it's clear. You have to cover your mic or take it off.
And like you mentioned earlier, Heather's like, you got to tell Colton the truth about Hannah.
If you think she's wrong for him, you got to tell him.
You got to tell him. It's for Colton.
No, that's the opposite of good advice.
Opposite. Hannah, one-on-one time. You got anything on this when she reveals, she kind of chips away at the facade or tries to?
It was just cringeworthy for any veteran of the Bachelor franchise. You knew what was coming. This wasn't going to work. It never works. Why do these males and these women, why do they do this? Have they not seen the show? You know that bringing up someone else in your one-on-one time is not going to work out for you. It never does.
No, it never does. But to Colton's credit, which is my thing now, giving him credit even where it's not due, he is willing. He's got to hear both sides on this.
Sure, sure, sure.
So Hannah says that Kaylin is mean. Well, Hannah implies that Kaylin is mean, fake, manipulative, because those are the words that Colton said, and she just basically nodded her head because she's so aware of kind of what might make a bad clip that she won't even have the words come out of her mouth. So she's just like, Colton, you said it, not me, buddy. I think in general, Hannah does a terrible job of explaining to Colton, A, what he should look out for, and mm-hmm. B, what happened between them. She basically just like, well, blah, 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 some things happened and we haven't talked since the competition. Okay, well, tell me what the things are.
I feel like it blindsided him. Like, he had no idea that, I feel like usually there's some rumblings in the house, there's some drama going on, but this time Colton's just like, for real, this is what's good?
It blindsided him also because he is riding high from this now with Kaylin and absolutely. All day. So
she even says one time, which takes him aback, is she says, I don't know if you like her, how you'd like me. And he's like, damn, for real? That's how serious this is?
It's that to me was almost, I don't know how I felt about that, because on paper it sounds like sound logic. But the fact is, he doesn't know either of you well enough.
Yeah.
And the Kaylin you're describing, whether that's really Kaylin or not, he definitely doesn't know and have no way of knowing. These people are still feeling each other out. So it's like, you know, if you were talking to somebody I just met, and you'd be like, yeah, but Rims does this, this, and this. It's like, well, yeah, well, I don't know that yet. So let me figure that out on my own.
Yeah.
Kaylin one-on-one time. Here's Kaylin's side. Now, she gives a few more details, but not many. She said, we are friends. We are in a competitive environment. We handle competition differently. And then, kind of awkwardly, not awkwardly, but it transitions into, she says, there's things I haven't talked to you about that have been traumatic experiences that have hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, AB, but since she won Miss North Carolina, her platform has been speaking out about sexual assault. She was sexually assaulted when she was in college. This is all out there in her speeches and in her...
Sure.
I watched a lot of pageant promo stuff for an unnamed upcoming project. But that's her thing, and that's what she's referring to there, I imagine.
What?
You'll see. It's coming out soon. Keep your eyes peeled. Roastcast Podcast Instagram. So that's what she's talking about when she says that, which is... definitely
what
something
teaser.
Which is definitely, it's gonna be good. It might be good, it might be bad. Which, so anyway, back to this. So that's what she's referencing.
Okay.
Which is definitely something obviously you want to discuss with a potential partner when you're entering a seriously relationship. It's not a bachelor thing, that's a real life stuff. But to me, AB, and tell me if you agree or disagree, the way it was positioned fell off. Like Colton asked, hey, what happened between you two people?
Had nothing to do with the conversation they were having.
And neither of them said anything specific. And next thing you know, and I'm not implying that she... this might have even been editing. Like, these might have been two separate conversations that they mashed together.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seemed weird to me. Because after that, you know, that's an emotional thing to reveal. And then Colton has to go there with her. And so, at the end of it, we're still no closer to figuring out what happened here.
I noted that she said basically nothing.
Okay.
In the conversation.
About Hannah, true, yes.
He didn't gain any information from talking to Kaylin.
She gets a group date, Rose?
Sure.
Obviously. a cute delivery from Colton, who I believe went from a bottom 10 percentile smoothness guy to comfortably in the top half just throughout this episode. When Kaylin returns with the rose, an overlooked moment that I only really picked up on the rewatch. Kaylin comes back with a group date rose and she's crying. And she says, while basically looking at Hannah, it's just personal stuff that I wish I didn't have to deal with. And Hannah just sits there without saying anything. You can't pull her aside and be like, let's talk about this.
To be fair to Hannah, though, Rim, and I'm kind of a Hannah-pologist. Sure. You'll find,
we
you'll
need
see
one of
that.
Those. We need one
yeah,
of those.
We, okay, two sides to every story, Rim.
Yep.
First and foremost. Second, so Hannah, let's just step back a bit, Rim. Okay? So Hannah just got done ruining her chances of winning the season, right? And she knows it. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
She just snitched on someone. It didn't go over well. She could tell that it didn't go over well. She even like mutters after she's leaving Colton, he hates me.
Yeah.
I think he hates me, which is probably
yeah,
true.
He doesn't like you as much point. As he did.
He didn't. I mean, he definitely. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't like
gone.
You. Yeah. He doesn't like you as much as he did 10 minutes ago. That's for certain. After telling him that, he picks up the group date rose right in front of her, walks and gives it to the person that she just snitched on.
Yep.
So she's. Mentally, she's not all that. I don't think it was the right time for her to pull her aside. She probably was pretty upset at that moment.
Agreed. Just constant missteps from Hannah. And her whole strategy, because her, you know, her chief of staff or whatever, or secretary of defense, Heather, is incompetent.
It's. I mean, Heather's just gassing her up to make fatal errors.
Fatal. Done. She's done. And
she's
it's because
done.
Of Heather.
It really
I'm
is.
I'm starting to think that Heather is a... We were skeptical of her Never Been Kissed story. And now, based on the things that she's telling Hannah, I think she might be a complete producer, actress, plant in there to muck it up. You know, she doesn't seem like she's in the mix, but like, oh, Never Been Kissed storyline. And oh, you should go tell Colton, like, what's going on here, Heather? Is it all on the up and
what
up?
What is going on with Heather?
I only half believe that, but back at the house... Cliques are forming. AB finally. Kaylin, Onyeka, Caitlin, Bree. Kaylin is crying in both the group chat and to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Hannah and Heather talking. I got the popcorn ready when she said, if it keeps getting smaller and smaller, I don't know what's going to happen. I was like, me neither. Let's see, though. Let's see.
Do you think all this, I mean, she's really upset. Do you think any of it's fake, Rim?
I don't think them not liking each other is fake at all, no.
But her crying about them not liking each other, do you think that's fake?
Kaylin?
Yes.
It sounds like you do.
I don't know.
I don't think she's...
I'm not dropping my guard on either of these two. Let me just put it that
way.
Yeah,
I like that. Well, you can't. Okay? I'll put it this way.
Keeping my guard up.
Let me put it this way. You can't, with two pageant queens, you can't take anything at face value.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, is Kaylin just fake? Like, at this point, Hannah B. really hasn't said too much. It hasn't gotten, you know, they haven't even had a real argument yet. And she just got a group date rose. So what is she that upset about right now? To be crying? I don't know. I don't know if those tears are real.
If only we had some details about the backstory. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be nice. I mean, for all we know, Kaylin could have been tasked with taking care of Hannah B's cat and she put it in the freezer like Dwight did because it died. I mean, you don't know what these two did. There's no details.
Absolutely.
Another comment that gives you insight from Hannah. She said, it would suck if he sent me home before her. Hmm. I would be like, you're a freaking idiot. Okay, so are you there for Colton?
Do you want
to
win?
Are you there to beat Kaylin? Is your number one objective beating Kaylin, just like it was in the pageant?
I think there's some pageant stuff going on here. She wants a little pageant revenge.
The other thing both of them mentioned about the pageant pass is that they referred to it as very competitive. It was a very high stress. Obviously, it's high stress, but it's a very competitive environment. Competitive implies competition among people. Now, I found that interesting because when you watch a pageant, they all pretend like they're all just so honored
they're
to
pals.
Be among these other women. They all pretend to be pals. And when, you know, it comes down to the final few and the, you know, the last two, and they're holding the hands while they announce it. And, you know, the person who wins acts like they're so surprised they won. And the person who gets second is so excited when really that's like the lowest moment in that person's life. There's a lot of, I don't, you know, not fakery, but it's like, Is it competitive or not? Because you guys pretend when you're doing it that it's not competitive, but then behind the scenes you're like, Rin, I want all these other women dead. I want to stomp their ears out.
It's all fake, and that's why I don't know what to believe out of these two. These are cutthroat competitors, Rim. Okay? I'm confident. That's one thing I'm confident in, is that these two are cutthroat competitors.
This story
will do anything it takes to win.
This storyline is a true, and I hate giving credit to the... I give credit where credit's due. That's a fact. This is a masterstroke of a storyline.
Absolutely.
You never know if what's real and what's fake. It's beautiful. Elise is not going to get enough time that she deserves on this episode. We're already halfway in, and we're not going to be able to talk about this. Elise, one-on-one date, daytime. Helicopter ride to an old-school amusement park. I love it. Kiddos on the scene. Make your heart melt, Colton haters. He's great around kids. What do you got on this daytime portion of the date?
Just a great date, Rim. It's hard to not like Colton at this point. What do the Colton haters have to say when all them kids roll out and Colton's one of the best people you've ever seen with kids?
We're the Colton haters. We are Colton haters. We were. In this scene, though, it's tough to say anything.
You can't say anything. The guy's amazing with kids.
He's amazing with kids. Amazing. And kids say hilarious stuff, as you know, so there's a lot of that going on. I think it was about time ABC pulled this out of the hat, if you ask
me.
It's one episode too late.
Exactly. This should have been night one. They should have done something like this.
One of the many cute moments. Elise is obviously all over this. She's fabulous, and she gets along with Colton, and seeing him around the kids, it's very special. One of the many cute moments on this date, AB, was when the roller coaster stopped at the top, and Colton gave a little speech, followed by a kiss. What a moment. No camera crew around, just cameras attached.
Yeah.
No crew. Unforgettable moment for Elise, and it was great. It was great.
I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Anything on the nighttime, other than that it was a 10 out of 10 perfect night, perfect performance from Elise, and a great night for them both.
They get a little emotional, Rim. She's talking about one of the most emotional stories I can remember in Bachelor history, about her sister passing away while giving birth.
Shortly thereafter.
Yeah. It was emotional, okay? These two had great chemistry. Colton handled everything well. She handled everything well. She admits to the camera that I thought the age difference might be too big. They're 6 years apart. But after the date, she says it doesn't matter to her. She can tell he's mature.
Not only those points, but they were both specific, more specific than normal. We used to kill Ari all the time and Nick all the time for group date night, solo date night times. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, the only thing they talked about was how much fun they had that day.
Yeah.
These two, while they did talk about how much fun they had that day, they tied it into, they were specific about what they saw that made them like the other person more than they did at the beginning of the day. It's real. They call that in the biz a genuine connection.
Listen, say what you want about Colton, and I say only good things about him at this point. He's going to get some real stuff out of these people.
Yes.
And you'll see even later, when a girl doesn't give him anything real, he sends her ass packing right on the spot.
We might disagree there.
The interesting thing about this date, too, that I noted, it felt to me like Colton was trying to win over Elise more so than the usual, you know, contestant trying to win over the lead. That's the feeling I got from this date. Colton was trying to win her over.
These two are together, okay? They're in a relationship. I watched this date and I was like, they're together.
This is a real adult relationship.
Yes, I liked it. I liked it a lot. Back at the house, the group date card is as follows. Tayshia, Nina, Catherine, Sydney, Onyeka, Cassie, Nicole, Caitlin. This is like when Kobe is... This isn't going to work. This is when the best player plays on the B team and just throttles the A team to show that the starters aren't shit without their best player. Something of that degree, and that's Cassie on this one. Caitlin, like when she's gotten roses, makes a comment like, oh, thank God, like, ugh, I deserve, you know what I mean? No comments. You make a comment, it's bad. No, never, a comment is never okay.
I really hope I'm on this card.
Yeah, it's like,
are you sure, girl?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to be on this card?
Careful what you wish for, Caitlin. Yeah. No date for Hannah B.
Stunning.
Back on the date, Elise gets the rose, of course. It should be noted that Colton, the best bachelor in modern history, articulated, I don't mean that, articulated solid reasons as to why he was giving her the rose. It wasn't just like, mm-hmm. when him and Hannah had the one-on-one date and Hannah like, you know, said something and he was like, all right, good enough, you get the rose now. This was mm-hmm. real. This was, he couldn't wait Absolutely. To give her the rose, AB.
Absolutely.
And then they went and got to go see some country music, Tennille Arts.
I thought it was funny when Colton was like, I got another surprise for you. And she acted stunned like we do so on the podcast. It's like,
yeah, please.
No, you knew you were going to get a D-list concert out of this girl. Come on.
Tennille Arts, not on the D-list. No idea who that was or if it's a band or a woman. That song is an absolute slam bang jam, AB. I don't know if you listened to it. It was a very good song.
I literally did not listen to it the two times I watched. I did yeah, not listen to the song. Else, I just on. Do, yeah. I know exactly what was happening. I didn't need to listen or watch.
No, because you know it's going to be. I'll tell you what, it was an extended dance segment. It wasn't just like 30 seconds. It was like 3 minutes of those.
I noticed
two.
They did give her more time than they usually give.
Yeah, it was good. Stay tuned for the mailbag regarding that date.
Well, okay.
Whoa. Tease. Group date. Daytime. Straight out of AB's dreams and onto our screens, shirtless Colton is flipping tires and whipping ropes.
Time to pop that top it's right off.
It's time to rip it. It's time to rip it. Even when he put the shirt back on, they made him cut his sleeves off of his sweatshirt. I mean, it's showtime. Let's see. Before we get to the competition, while they're stretching and working out, Sydney... I feel like they should have blurred some of that out. I don't know your opinions on that. You have young kids. That stretching.
Very
Sydney.
Sexual. I'm glad it was in the second hour.
Yes.
Couldn't be from the 7 to 8 hour. I'll tell you that.
Red light special situation. the competition outside. What do you got on this?
It was a good competition. Again, we didn't get any rules. We had no idea what was going on or how you'd win or how you'd get to the next stage of the competition. It seemed like some girls did certain things and then other girls had to do way harder things.
Yep.
I was confused, but I liked the competition.
There were basically three strength exercises, and the three exercises were at dramatically different weight
exactly
levels. It's like, here, you push 100 pounds. Here, you flip 200 pounds. Here, you pull 2,000 pounds. And then we'll pick three for people.
We'll randomly pick three.
Three people. And the Onyeka won the competition with these. Would you be able to pull up a limo? How do you, after seeing, I think, I forgot who it was. I think it was Caitlin.
It was
ripped
Caitlin.
Through the limo.
Yeah, I would pull that limo. Stay woke, Rim. I think someone was in the front seat driving. I looked a couple times. I couldn't tell for sure. I think something was going on there. I don't know.
I don't think that's the case, but I will say that pulling limos and pulling cars.
Isn't that hard?
If it's a don't neutral, mean to be like a hardo here, you just kind of pull it. Like once it turns, like 1/16 of a turn, it's rolling. Yeah. That's why at the very end, she was like sprinting and the limo was like catching up to her. It's like once you get it going, it's fine.
That was another reason why I kind of thought someone was in the car, because she passed the finish line and the car like abruptly stopped so it didn't hit her. Okay.
That's
the car was
fact.
Rolling. The yeah, car was no, rolling true, yep. And it was going to hit her, but then she stopped and the car stopped. Why would the car stop?
Well, she stopped, the car was catching up to her and then it stopped.
Then
you're
it
correct, AB.
Abruptly stopped. That's yep. why I think someone was in the car seat, maybe get it going a little bit.
Completely reasonable, fair point. Group date, one-on-one time. Tayshia, makeout sesh.
Wow.
Both looking for a strong partner.
Mm-hmm. I still got high hopes for her.
Okay.
Tell you that.
Well, maybe she learned to pronounce her name correctly. Wouldn't hurt you to do
that.
Are
we 100% that's how you pronounce
Everyone
it?
On screen calls her Tayshia. And okay. I don't know if all these white people are getting it wrong, but Colton's one of them. It's
very easily couldn't happen.
Yeah, that's a non-zero chance that's happening. But everyone calls her Tayshia. I'm calling her Tayshia until corrected otherwise. What do you got on See Here Nicole had... some emotional one-on-one time with followed by a makeout session in your face. Anything on that? Do you have any thoughts?
No, he is this one of the people that he said, I like you.
Whoa. Did you keep track of that?
Yeah, I kept track.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. That's a big deal.
One thing I noted in my notes here, when Caitlin was saying how much pressure she has and she's feeling the pressure, Catherine, the DJ, gives some good advice where she says, I don't really feel pressure. I don't feel pressured. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's how everyone should approach this.
And she says, you can't force a connection. Great advice from who we once thought was going to be the villain.
Yeah, great advice for someone who is probably going to end up on Paradise as well, because Catherine is just going to go there, have a good time, hook
up. The DJ angle, like she could be the DJ of the beach. Come on.
Whoa, yeah. She'll be there. She'll be there. Anyway, it should be noted that Nicole's grandmother fled Cuba, which is no joke.
That's no joke.
And Nicole's here. Well, she claims for the right reasons, which I believe. Big Nicole fan.
You think she's actually a contender, though?
No, 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 no,
just making sure we're on the same page there.
No, contender? No. Contestant I like and appreciate? Yes. Deserves more, a better chance? Yeah. But, AB, like I've always said, you can't force a connection, and those two don't have a great one. Speaking of zero connection, on Yeka. What do you got on this clown?
I don't know. Colton makes me think he likes everybody. I don't know.
That's what they did. They did a good job of making it seem like he's got
He's saying that he has such a fun time with her, and they do seem to have a fun... I don't know. I don't see him wanting the girl who air horned his one-on-one time an episode ago.
Like, keep in mind, she didn't just air horn Sydney's time. Colton was there too. That was very rude.
It was very rude.
Yeah, not a fan of Onyeka. Cassie had some one-on-one time. Where did this one-on-one time take place, AB? Did that make a difference to you?
Dark, I don't know where they were. A dark little secluded area that they somehow Colton found.
It's like when the hottest couple in school, the prom king and queen, escape from the dance and go somewhere where the where the teachers aren't at. You know what I mean? No chaperones where they're at.
You want to talk about chemistry? You look at the difference between Nicole, Onyeka, and Cassie.
These two like each other a lot. Colton,
they do.
You can kind of tell when Colton really likes somebody because he screws up sometimes. He's smooth in general, but he doesn't know what to say around her. Mm-hmm. We don't know a lot about Cassie's backstory, I should say. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. She doesn't get a lot of screen time, but it's clear she's in the mix.
Absolutely.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let's talk about Caitlin. First things first, elephant in the room, Caitlin looks like Caitlin and Hannah combined.
That's true. That's true. My wife said the same thing. Kendall said the same
thing. Every time she's on the screen, it takes me a half a second to figure out who it is.
Absolutely.
What do you got on her one-on-one time with Colton?
I mean, we've had a couple contestants have situations where they need to hit a home run.
Yeah.
To survive. Okay.
Yep.
And she struck out.
Yeah. Looking.
She struck out looking. She had nothing. She had nothing to provide.
Caitlin should spell her name with a backwards K, A-B. Am I right? Oh, baseball, inside baseball. Go ahead.
She goes, I haven't had anything in my life that stands out that I'd want to share with you. Okay. So
this was tough to watch on the rewatch.
It was really tough. So, and that's fine. Maybe you don't have any tragedy or, you know, huge storylines like some girls have. But you gotta come with something. You gotta provide him something to want to keep you around.
Trauma is not required to get into round three, okay? And she said,
"It helps. It helps.
It helps.
Just
no
to be,
question.
Just to be clear, just to be clear, it helps, but it is not a deal breaker."
I'm not sure what I really have to open up about. She said, "Other than my life has been good." Okay, well, tell him about your good life. He has to. He's not here to get to know your scars. He's here to get to know you. Okay,
absolutely.
She offered
provide
nothing.
Provide him something. Yeah, give him something. He asked her, "What do you want in life?" And her answer is, I would say, the worst possible answer you could give to someone asking you that.
I don't remember it.
She goes, "I just want someone who can go out with me and my friends and have a good time."
Just a ridiculous time. Yeah.
I'm happy to open up to you about that. That's what she's happy to open up to him about, is going out with her friends and how she wishes that she had someone to do that with.
That's true. That is legitimately.
That's what I'm willing to open up to you about.
That's legitimately the worst answer you could possibly give. You're right. When Colton asked about what an intimate night with her family was like, she reacted like a maybe intimate was a weird word to say.
It's a weird word, yeah.
But you reacted like a 12-year-old. She was like, "Oh, gross." Like, dude, what are you doing?
You know what
here?
He's asking.
You know
what he's
asking. The situation. You have to hit a homer, okay? And you're just watching these meatballs go by.
Back against the wall, she blew it.
Blew it. Bullet. Do you think she deserved to be sent home right there?
Absolutely.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Usually I'm not big on the sending home. Why don't you just wait another day and she can go home? But this, she blew it so bad, he needed to send her home.
I have praised that move in the past. I believe when Ben sent Jubilee home, I think I was on. I don't remember. I don't think it was super necessary here. As a Colton apologist, a very recent Colton apologist, I think the producers made this happen. And I say that because Colton was very nervous. He did not feel comfortable telling her that it was time to go home. It's much easier to just not give someone a rose.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think this was 100% producer driven. They saw what was going on with the beauty queens.
Yeah.
Beauty pageant queens. And they're like, "We need to get a scene of someone leaving in this episode right now. We need someone leaving in a SUV tonight, Colton. I don't know who it's going to be, but you need to send someone home because we need that clip."
I'm a dumbass because I believed all the promos that I thought Hannah was going home. Hannah or Kaylin were going home. I believe that. I believe it.
No.
I was so caught up in the euphoria of this.
Not for 1 second did I think one of them was leaving tonight. Not for a second. Not any doubt in my mind.
I put up a poll on Twitter. I was like, "Who's going home? Hannah or Kaylin or neither?" And Hannah got 51% of the vote.
Crazy.
Neither got 49% of the vote. Zero votes for Kaylin. Okay. Anything else on that group date? Oh, Nicole got the group date rose in your face.
Gets the rose randomly, which is usually what happens when the lead has to send someone home and they're having a hard time with it. They just give the rose to whoever. It doesn't really matter.
It did seem like an afterthought, but why wouldn't he give it to Cassie? Ooh.
I don't know. He didn't really care. He was going to give her a rose at the end of the day anyway. So you can't just give the rose to the same person every time on these group dates, you know?
Did she get one before?
I don't know, but I assume she'll get one later.
Okay,
you might as well just save it for a
mix it up
when there's less people.
Nicole's a good mix-up option. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, it's early. There's a lot of people here. Just give it to anyone.
At the house, everyone's chilling, reckoning with the Caitlin news. Chris Harrison says there's no cocktail party. Little tip for anyone who might be listening, who might be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette one day. Don't fall for the no cocktail party tricks this early in the season. That's only when there's 5 or 6 people left and it's like controversy and you don't want to have to see the person. Yeah,
Chris is just fooling you. He's like, comes on in,
like
strolls in.
Left.
He's like, "Oh, that Caitlin stuff kind of sucked, huh? How about that? No cocktail hour tonight." Obviously, like, something's going on here.
He said Colton knows what he wants to do.
And if it's like 11 a.m. when he comes in and tells you that?
Yeah.
He's not, come on.
No, what they do is they you get dressed up for the cocktail hour and then he rolls in and he's like, "Nope, we're going straight right to the rose ceremony," which is jarring if you're like, "I had to talk to him. This is completely different.
I needed some minutes."
and then here, if you have this no cocktail hour into a pool party and you still are like, "I got to talk to him," and you don't talk to him, you got no one to blame but yourself. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Send your ass home. Pool party. Kind of weird to open with a serious speech, but that's what Colton does. Minor misstep. I blame the producers.
I thought it was a misstep on Colton's part if this was his choice to do this early. It seems really early in the season. You always have that one, like when things are going bad in the house and people are beefing and you got a lot of drama, you can always pull that pool party Trump card out to get everyone having fun. That really wasn't the case. I didn't think
no one was tripping about Caitlin.
Nobody in the house except for Caitlin and Hannah were really beefing and a part of the drama right now.
I think that's a good point.
You didn't need to pull this out yet. Now you wasted your pool party.
I was going to say I would have a pool party every if he really could have that choice, I would have a pool party every time instead. But you're right. There's going to be actual drama later on that will shock the house, I'm sure.
People are going to be pissed in the house. Like, at some point, you're going to have people very mad at Colton or each other or something in the house where you need to break it up with a little outside fun.
Got it. Good point. Okay. Demi, back at the pool party. Demi, I'd call this borderline workplace sexual harassment. But that's what she's there for, frankly. That's what she's there for.
Absolutely.
You know, take your shirt off, rub him, being just a little too forceful with telling him what to do, a little vulgar, a little implying some things. But it's the second hour of the show, the last quarter of the show. Yep. Hannah G one-on-one time. What do you got on this, AB? Cute couple.
Cute couple. Colton says he didn't give her the date because he felt really good about the relationship. He didn't feel that they even needed a date. And I believed him.
Yeah.
100% I believed him. I think that was the honest answer. He knows the connection is there. He didn't need that time right now.
I think he said the equivalent of, you're getting a roast tonight. Not just
absolutely.
He said, I didn't do
it. You got nothing
to
worry about.
He goes, it's 100%. This is what he said. I think he said 100%. I'm like, whoa. So there's no doubt.
100%.
You can't do that. You can't say that.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
These two are also together. That's the note I have. Yeah. These two are also together. Like, if I saw them two, I'd be like, oh, they're together. Hannah B and Heather, these two gossipy wenches. AB, what do you got on these two?
Just Heather giving more bad advice.
Yep.
What if she's talking about you? Well, she's probably not. Like, what? What if she's not? Idea. Why don't you ask that question? What if she's not talking about you and you talk about her? That's a bad look.
My theory is she's going to go talk crap about you and then he's going to believe her. How do you know what two people are going to do and what they're going to think? It's crazy. The thing is, Heather, Caitlin is focused on Colton. Not you two Stratton and Waldorf ass. Hating ass.
Hating
chirping
asses.
From the side, yeah. Hannah B says she's got a tank of rage and the beast is about to come out. I suppose because Colton's talking to one of the people vying for his heart. I don't know.
I mean, at this point, she doesn't even know if Hannah or if Caitlin has said anything about her. So I'm confused what she is even upset about. You have talked about someone else.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing that's happened so far.
I mean, she can kind of... I mean, Caitlin did cry after getting the group date rose. So she knows that something happened.
Sure.
Caitlin pulls Colton aside, presumably so she could fill in the details, the holes on this story here. She says, Hannah and I do have a past. And Caitlin says that Hannah got jealous when Hannah didn't place and Caitlin got second at Miss USA.
Wow.
Now... You think, oh, that's so silly. That's so, you know, petty, whatever. I watched some footage from the Miss USA pageant.
Wow.
The things that Caitlin got to do on that stage that Hannah did not, I would hate Caitlin too. Okay. She was
Give me some examples.
She was serenaded by 98 Degrees, none other than 98 Degrees. Walked
Nick
down
Lachey?
The thing. Nick, oh yeah, the whole lot of them. Nick Lachey hosted the thing. She got to answer more questions. I don't know if Hannah got to do the swimsuit portion. It was, I mean, Caitlin owned the. She got second, but she owned the stage.
Wow.
I would have been extremely jealous if I finished 29th and was back in the green room crying, watching my friend do this. If you were doing this, I'd be like, fuck AB. I don't like this at all. He's living my dream. That's supposed to be me out there. You know what I mean? In this competition right here. It's not all happy-go-lucky back there. So I can see why she...
That's good information right there.
It's a ridiculous reason to hate someone. But man, in the moment, I've definitely been upset about it. I wouldn't hold that grudge for years or months, whatever the case. Anyway, Kaylin also says Hannah spirals whenever Kaylin has the slightest bit of success, which we've seen play out on screen at every turn. Mm-hmm. Kaylin can't walk by Hannah with Colton without Hannah, you know, getting out of her mind. What do you got on the Hannah B one-on-one time with Colton after they discuss it?
She basically says the exact opposite of what Kaylin said. Colton is really torn. They're even using the same terms, like manipulative, deceitful, lying. They're both using the same, they're saying the same things about each other. So what is he supposed to do? We got a she said situation.
It's
here,
a she said, and there's nothing, neither of them are saying anything about
they're
anything.
Not giving any examples of like why this person is deceitful. Why are they manipulative? What do you have any concrete evidence? I need evidence. And that's where Colton kind of has his first breakdown of the season.
Well, he drops the ball and not probing a little further.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that Hannah made a good case here. She basically just denied
did
everything.
Did Kaylin, though?
I think it's all in the delivery sometimes. And I think Kaylin delivered it in a way that was measured and mature and kind of put the focus back on Colton at the end. Whereas Hannah was just like name calling, denying, and you know, just a little more aggressive, I'll say.
Maybe so, she's better at that type of, maybe Kaylin's a little better, which is why she got second place.
That might be true.
She's just better at that type of stuff.
Might be true. I can only go by what I see on the screen, which is what I say convenient. That's a convenient cop out I have, but hey, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, we've already seen that Hannah is not a good communicator. We saw that in her one-on-one date when she could not give a simple toast.
Yeah.
A 5-second speech. She panicked, which shows you why she didn't win Miss America.
If we're being frank,
she just isn't good at communication and public speaking. So I could see. I mean, it makes sense to me that Kaylin would come off better than Hannah. But when you look at it from the outside, if you step back, I didn't hear anything from either of them that made me believe either of them was
it's not
telling
convincing.
Anything any truth.
I'm with you. I think both of them are exaggerating reality from their perspective. They might just have different perspectives. But if I had to side with someone, I'd side with Kaylin. I'm more likely to believe Kaylin just in her manner of delivery. Now,
well, yeah, and Hannah was acting like a lunatic at times during this episode.
The end. It got even worse at the end. But the one thing that Hannah did say that I think stuck with Colton was, if you pick Kaylin, you would never see the full person. Now, if you're the Bachelor and in a cynical time where a lot of people are not on the show for real, that would be like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get taken for a ride here. I don't want get tricked into marrying the wrong person.
That's the first shot she took that actually landed.
Yes. Yes. It didn't even land on Kaylin, but it hit Colton and he was like, oh,
yeah,
that's for real. Ooh. And that's what kind of made him have to go eat a sandwich with Chris Harrison in the back.
I say a lot about Chris Harrison and how he doesn't have a tough job and he doesn't work at all. And I still stand by all that stuff I've said about him. But he's going to have his work cut out for him this season. Like, this is going to be the hardest season that he's ever had.
He really doesn't.
He had to walk back there and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we got this little kid on here.
Colton's talking to all the producers and Chris Harrison walks back because the pool party's abruptly ended and he's talked to nobody.
Okay. Rose ceremony. You got anything else in the pool party?
Yeah, I thought it was at the start. It was funny. Colton was kind of acting like a middle school boy. He was like dunking the girls and splashing them.
That was funny. That was cute. You didn't like that?
No, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, he's not, I don't know, he's not that nervy. He's a charismatic guy. And in a big group like that, you don't want to be all, don't want to be
the
too
one
adult
thing I didn't like was when two of the girls were sitting on like a big inflatable swan and they had drinks in their hand and he dunked them with the drinks. That was an unacceptable move.
I'll have to run the tape back, but probably the producer's fault. Rose ceremony. Okay, we got Kaylin, Nicole, and Elise have date roses. The rose order is as follows. Hannah G, The first person to not go on a date and get the first rose, I'd say. Meaningful rose. Number two, Tayshia.
That was almost just to let all the other girls know, like, yeah, she didn't get a rose, but she's still a contender. Don't sleep on her.
Don't forget. Katie.
Okay.
Then Cassie. Buying into order here?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Kirpa.
Okay, that's where it ends. Yeah. I haven't seen Kirpa talk to him one time.
Kirpa has probably the lowest screen time I've ever seen of someone to get to episode 4. I mean, almost none.
I agree.
Almost none. And we haven't seen a conversation with him, I don't think.
No.
Sydney. Sydney, I think, is high ceiling, low floor. I think Sydney can get up there, but she also can shoot herself in the foot once in a while, like when she stooped on Yaka's level.
Yep.
Demi. Tracy, Courtney, Heather, Onyeka, Hannah B. And you knew Hannah B was getting one. Is that what you're
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So the no roses were, I'm so stupid for thinking otherwise. Not that she wouldn't get a rose, but that she could have gotten sent home during the day. That was a real low point for me. No roses, Nina, Catherine, Bree. We lost no one
Nobody.
Of importance. It was a great episode.
No surprise. No surprises there.
And all three left on good terms. All three Absolutely. Had happy endings.
I also noted that as well. They seemed genuinely hopeful that he would find someone. No bitterness there.
None. That's incredible. That speaks to Colton's character, I think. What a good
guy. Agreed. Agreed.
We're taking it too far. But, there's something to be said for no bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah B., just a tour de force of cracking under pressure at the end of this. Kaylin today showed that she was a snake. You brought it up, Hannah B. You started this whole thing. Because Heather told you to. Heather's the snake in the grass.
Yeah, exactly.
She said, I literally wanted to look at him when I got the rose and be like, why did you just do that? What do you mean? You got a rose. How are you ungrateful for this rose?
Someone's
got
to be last. Yeah,
somebody's got to be last. It's random.
She delusionally says she wouldn't be in this situation if people weren't talking about her. No one is talking about her. You just talked about someone else.
No one is talking about her. Hannah B., The Bachelor is a pressure cooker, and people crack Absolutely. Under the pressure, and they're needled and prodded, so they do crack.
And that's fine. I would crack.
Yep. It's crazy. This is a crazy situation.
Yeah.
But for Hannah B. and Kaylin, it is maybe crazier than anyone has ever had to deal with. Imagine being Hannah B., and you're fucking Miss Alabama. You were in Miss USA, and you roll in to the Bachelor Mansion, and you're like, I'm going to cruise to the top four. I'm Miss Alabama. Are you serious? I'm Miss Alabama.
Roll Tide, baby.
And then you roll in, and you're not even the most successful pageant queen there. You're the B-level pageant
Incredible.
Queen because your arch rival, former friend Nemesis, is there, and she's wearing a sash with Colton's last name on it. I mean, from that point, that'll really throw you off your game. And she's fucking absolutely cracking. Anyway, anything else on the rose ceremony or before we get to the mailbag or then the final segments here? Okay, the wrap up is such. We're going to Singapore next week, AB. Did you see Crazy Rich Asians yet?
No, I have not seen that yet.
You should see it before the next episode. It's terrific. Shout out to ABC for 3 straight end of episode rose ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to us and ABC. Listen to this. This is a fact.
What do we do?
0 mentions of virginity on our podcast and 0 on the show.
Incredible.
And I think it's not a coincidence that I thought this was the best episode of the season so far.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not think we would ever get an episode.
I didn't
none.
Either.
Crazy.
Maybe it's just done. No, it's not.
It's
I
not
saw
done.
Something
it's
in the coming done. Up next.
No, it's not done. Okay, let's go to the mailbag, and I will say it's a terrific mailbag this week, so thanks to everyone who wrote in.
Good.
773-234-7794, and then after the mailbag, we're going to get to our top 4.
Okay.
Roommate AB's power rankings. First up, first couple, we asked people where they stand on the pageant rivalry, so we'll start with those. Liz from Austin said, I'm leaning towards Caitlin just because I don't like the tattle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hannah is that person so far. Another question. Have you noticed, side note, have you noticed how handsy Colton is with women's legs? He can't keep his hands off every woman's legs. I think it's too much. What do you got, AB?
I have noticed. Yeah. I mean, I've noticed, so that tells you something. I don't have a... I don't feel like it's too much necessarily. He's not being too handsy.
It's not R used his tongue. Yeah. As long as there's consent, of course, as we know. But it's R used his tongue in those scenarios, and maybe that for me was too much at times. Next up. Yeah. This is from Nicole in New York. I think the Kaylin Hanna feud is missing details. ABC clearly wants to make it a big drama, but neither of them explain anything more than she's manipulative and handles stress differently than me. Yet both girls could give an explanation for why they feel that way. Seems like they just don't like each other and have no reason as to why. AB didn't mention this. I think producers deliberately obscuring and preventing the details of this feud from coming out this early. I think they want you to not know what's going on for a while, and then it's going to all boil over.
I buy into that.
Okay. This is from the 361 area code. Regarding the pageant queen feud, why not have a three-way mediation between Colton, Hannah B., and Kaylin, with Chris Harrison as the mediator? How do you think that would go down, AB?
That sounds tremendous. Like, if they put that on pay-per-view, I'd spend a bunch of money on that.
I think it's a no-brainer. Have Chris Harrison do something here. Yeah. Colton can't handle all these. He's got too many balls in there, too much juggling. He's in love with Elise. He's in love with Hannah. He's in love with Hannah G, and he's in love with Cassie. He can't handle this. What'd you say before I interrupted?
I said that's not in Chris Harrison's contract, though. So.
No. He's got a tee time. Okay, next up. Also, shout out to everyone who opens their text with Best Bachelor Podcast. That does help you get on. You have a better shot at getting on if praise compliments. Justine from Beverly Wood, California. Eliminating Caitlin because he didn't feel a spark felt like a week 8 or 9 move, not week 3 when he still has 20 other girls he's barely spoken to. Do you think producers cut her because viewers were confusing her with Kaylin and they didn't want to distract from the Kaylin-Hannah feud?
I think I already kind of touched on that. I don't think it was necessarily that they thought people were getting confused by the two, even though they did look a lot alike. I think it was they needed that scene during this episode of someone going home.
Yeah.
That scene, so they told him he needed to do it. And he picked who he had the least chemistry with and got her out of there.
Here's the reality. I put down these questions in the doc, but, you know, before. So you say you say a great answer, and then I ask you the question you already answered. Davin from Guam.
Wow.
You know where that is, AB? U.S. territory?
Wow.
Out near Micronesia? Wow.
Whoa.
Other side of the world, folks.
Crazy.
Might not be true. Well, I have no way of verifying this. Another good way to get on is if you say you're from Guam or somewhere, you know, we've never seen. I'm from the island of Pickering. You guys provide a fun perspective on the show and the franchise. Thank you, Davin. A couple of questions about Demi. First, what the heck was throwing the turkey leg about? I did not see it. I can't believe I didn't see it. Second, I love that Demi doesn't feel the need to wear full makeup during date card tapings. She's the greatest villain in many years. I can't wait to see her whole arc. Davin, I couldn't agree more. And I recommend following Demi on Instagram. Her stories are funny. She's a funny person. And she still doesn't care about any of her actions.
I think she threw the turkey leg because she truly doesn't give a fuck about...
Are you gonna find me out?
Yo, what are you gonna do? Kick me out? No, I'm gonna throw this big ass turkey leg on stage.
Mac from Los Angeles. This is a long one, AB. Listen up. I'm skipping about the part where he calls us the best podcast host by an interracial best friend duo. My brother and I listen every week, and we are such fans that we didn't even skip your commercials out of solidarity. That's a low bar, but thank you for clearing it, Mac. Anyway. I was at the one-on-one date with Elise.
Wow.
Some behind-the-scenes info. There was some weather drama that day, and Colton and Elise couldn't helicopter back to Los Angeles as planned and had to drive instead from San Diego. Because of that, the night portion of the date happened 4 hours late. The production didn't know what to do with 50 people for 4 hours, so we listened to the band practice the same song over and over again, that country band, which I wouldn't complain about. It's a great song. Just know that those people obnoxiously holding up cell phones are survivors. We sat in that theater for 3 hours and had to be completely silent for more than an hour because it was right next to his date with Elise and they could hear us at dinner. Also, a piece of advice for anyone that wants to go to a taping, bring a guy because any group that has a male was immediately put in the front row. P.S. I am a screenwriting grad student and one of my professors wrote Troop Beverly Hills.
Whoa. You want to talk about one of the best,
one of the best
mailbags we've ever received. Insider information, Troop Beverly Hills.
I almost don't believe that the PS. I almost don't believe the PS.
That was some inside information.
I don't like a lot of inside information because it takes away from the mystique of the show. But
that was good.
That's good stuff. That's really good stuff. You don't think about the people waiting in the friggin' theater for four hours.
The part that really stood out to me there is them having to drive back rim. That's a lot of time.
Yeah. What do you think they were doing in the back of the limo?
No, I don't mean it like that rim.
I don't either.
I mean, they were chatting, and they had a lot of time to build a solid connection. Yes. Elise might be... She just moved up a couple of things on my list.
You got to shuffle the rankings? Okay.
Yeah, I got to shuffle the rankings up because of that one.
Before we get to that, the Batch Bracket League, Fantasy League, we're down to about maybe 100 people who filled it out.
Did it correctly?
Filled week two. So out of, I think, 200 people that entered, only 100 really did it correctly. But that's fine. We'll get it right next time around. There are two people with 78. They are Emma S. and Erica B. There is one person with 77. That is my sister, Kelly. And wow. I think she got a perfect score last night.
Incredible.
And then 76, Asia and Jen C. 73, Garen, Bachelor Memes, Aaron H., Emily G., Angie P.
Where are we at?
I am at a 70. Okay. And you are at a 60, bud.
60?
Yeah. Wow. You're not even the second Alex B, I believe. You're at 60. You got 30 last night, which is dreadful.
Listen, all you people that have it good so far, just wait till the end. That's where you make up some room.
I'm not looking at the brackets, but I bet all those people at the top have Hannah B going really far. Okay. Pray for them. All right, I'll give my top four because you're obviously going to have to shuffle yours.
Okay.
My top four is number four, Cassie.
Okay.
Three, Kaylin.
She's still up there, huh?
Yep. I don't think she's done anything.
You don't
think
this will get her?
I don't think this will get her.
Just being involved in drama usually
maybe
takes you out of a hometown situation.
Maybe.
Unless you're Corinne.
Number two, Hannah G. No date, Hannah G. And number one is Elise.
Wow.
Those two are so good together. And she's great. And she's mature. She's ready to settle down and have this family, period. What do you got? What are your top four?
Number four, Katie. Something's there, Rim. I don't know what.
I can't believe that from you. Wow.
But something's there.
I hope so. She seems fun.
Something's going on off screen that I don't know about with the connection here. And I'm not going to ignore it anymore. I'm just going to put her in my top four. Number three, I still got to do Elise. I'm sorry.
Wow, that low.
Yeah, wow. She's number three. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I just don't see it. I don't see her winning. Okay? I don't see her winning. I really don't. I see her as the next. She's my bachelorette right now. I'll tell you that.
A redhead bachelorette?
I know.
Whoa.
Okay. I know.
You've been carrying the flag for the redheads.
Yeah, I really have. I think she's our next bachelorette. I really do.
That'd be great.
It'd be a great story.
Yep.
And she seems like a great person.
Yep.
Number two, Cassie.
Okay.
The chemistry's there.
Yeah.
It's jumps off the screen on you.
It really does.
Just bites you. Number one, Hannah, obviously.
Not obviously. She didn't get a date.
It doesn't matter, Rim.
It's googly eyes. Anything else, AB, you want to say about this episode or the season overall or Colton or the listeners?
No, I'm really enjoying it.
It's fabulous. And again, reiterate, if you're not watching, catch up.
It's not too late.
It's pretty good. We are on Twitter at RoseCastES, live tweeting during the episodes. We are on Instagram at RoseCastPodcast. The production team behind the Instagram has been on fire lately. I must say they deserve a special shout out. And we're on Facebook/RoseCastPodcast. If you like the show, please share it with your friends. We would like to get some more new listeners as the season goes on. Thank you for everyone who does subscribe on whatever platform and who left a review. We got some reviews last week and we appreciate reading them.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Have a heavenly day.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.